If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
World premiere night for the Taylor Swift movie, isn't it, Dean?
I can't believe that I'm here in Chicago when they're having the big world premiere in Los Angeles at a shopping center. That's where it's going to be taking place. Somehow appropriate that the Taylor Swift concert movie, which, by the way, I think is going to be every bit as big as any Star Wars premiere, Harry Potter premiere, you know, people waiting to get tickets, sold out performances, the kind of movie excitement that we haven't seen in a long time for this movie that will open officially on Friday evening for the general public, but out in L.A. at the Grove, which is a shopping center. I guess it would be like Old Orchard or Oak Brooks, you know, center. It's one of those outdoor shopping centers at which there is an AMC theater. Been there a million times. And that's where they're going to show the movie on all 14 of their screens at one time. But here's the part that is kind of remarkable. They have completely shut down the entire mall for the whole day to get ready for the thousands of Swifties that they are expecting to be hanging out there all day long to be, you know, first to see this movie. Now, a lot of screenings are already sold out. If, you know, you were planning on getting your tickets to go and see this, probably not a bad idea to go online and reserve, you know, seats at a theater near you. They've got all kinds of levels of tickets that you can get. They're showing them on IMAX screens. They're showing them on all kinds of screens. That is going to be the big movie story for the next couple of weeks. And interestingly, you know, normally they would start showing the movie like Thursday evening. For any Friday release, they usually start showing it Thursday evening. For Taylor Swift, the opening day is Friday, and they're not showing it until Friday at 6 p.m. Not even daytime screenings on Friday. So this whole thing is rather remarkable. They're not letting the critics see the movie ahead of time. This is a movie which really doesn't need critics to say anything about it. That said, I am going to go see it over the weekend. And I'll be able to tell you much more about it on Monday. So this is going to be like one of those creepy things where it's me and a whole theater full of teenage girls.
Well, there'll be some parents there.
You know, just sitting there like, who's the creepy guy by himself?
Is there any guess as to when this will come to a stream somewhere?
No, they have not even speculated on that yet. But that we do know that it's already made in excess of $100 million. Just in pre-sales.
Wow.
That's not people walking up to a box office. That's not people going to see it a second time. That's just pre-sales, breaking every record that there is.
I read recently about Vanna White's new deal. Big money, a nice increase for her. But now she's talking about, why is she talking about a possible replacement for her?
It just, you know, the press has nothing to write about. The entertainment press, we're bored right now.
I see.
There's nothing. Pat, this is going to be Pat Sajak's final season as host of Wheel of Fortune. Vanna just signed a new contract that puts her on for another 2 years. But somebody asked her, who would be the perfect replacement for you when you decide to leave? And she said that it's Maggie Sajak, the daughter of Pat Sajak, who already is a what's called a social correspondent on Wheel of Fortune. I'm not 100% sure what that is. I'm guessing it has to do with you know, the Twitter or X or whatever everything is called these days, and Facebook and Instagram and all that. She did fill in for Vanna White one time when Vanna was a contestant. So apparently she did a good job with that. So a Sajak could be coming back to the show at some point.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, after more than 20 years, NSYNC is back, aren't they?
Yeah, they have not been on the Billboard charts since 2002, But, you know, they did that appearance at MTV's Video Music Awards and did their song called Better Place, which is part of the soundtrack of the animated movie Trolls Band Together. And the song has debuted on the Billboard charts in the number 25 spot. It's their highest debut on the chart since 1998. I feel like Casey Kasem with all of this minutia. Better Place is now NSYNC's 13th song to appear on the top 100.
Do a long-distance dedication.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the star.
What's new on the stream?
Frasier is back. The long-awaited second spinoff of Frasier now is hitting Paramount Plus starting tomorrow. We went from meeting Frasier on Cheers to him getting his own show in Seattle, and now he's gone back to Boston again, where he reconnects with his son Freddie, who we met on the show in different actors, you know, child actors. But none of the original cast, is except for Kelsey Grammer, is back on this show. But it begins tomorrow on Paramount Plus. There are a few offerings for pre-Halloween. Goosebumps is inspired by the R.L. Stein best-selling books. That starts on Disney Plus on Friday. There is The Fall of the House of Usher, a modern retelling of the Edgar Allan Poe story. Starts tomorrow on Netflix. Doom Patrol wraps up its fourth and final season on Max starting tomorrow. I should also mention that the Exorcist movies, the original Exorcist movie from 1973, and the bad sequels that came out are all streaming right now, if that's something that you would want to see. I don't know why you would make that your choice for pleasant home viewing. But with this new movie out, a lot of people are going back and watching the original. There is Lessons in Chemistry, which is a show which features Oscar winner Brie Larson, who gets picked to be a cooking show host. That debuts Friday on Apple TV+. Also in the food category, Robert De Niro is in a dramedy that's called Nada, in which he plays a food critic pondering the meaning of life. You can catch that right now on Hulu. A couple of other Oscar winners, Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones, are starring in the courtroom drama Burial, about a high-priced lawyer defending a small-time funeral home owner against a giant corporation. You can catch that on Amazon Prime. Another Oscar winner, Benicio del Toro, is a hard-boiled detective out to solve a realtor's brutal murder. Justin Timberlake is also one of the co-stars of that. It's called Reptile, and that one is on Netflix. Chicago's own comedian, Lil Rel Howery, is starring in a dramatic sci-fi thriller that is called The Mill. He plays a rising corporate star who wakes up in a mysterious prison with no memory of how he got there. If you're a soccer fan, there is Messi Meets America, chronicling the global Argentinian soccer star as he joins Major League Soccer. That's on Apple TV+. Also on Netflix, another documentary is called Big Vape, that looks on the rise and fall of the vape giant that's called Juul. I would rather have a documentary on the people who smoke those things.
Well, that'll be coming soon, I'm sure.
So gross.
And you've got a good recipe for the fall on TV today, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm doing a Texas-style chili, which means beef chunks instead of ground beef. Just cook the heck out of them so they melt in your mouth. But I've got all kind of veggies in there, and also butternut squash to add a little sweetness and body to it all. I'm going to be cooking that up at 9:30 this morning.
Hot sauce? You make it really hot?
I didn't make it super hot because I got a lot of wimps here in the WGN TV newsroom.
Yeah, okay.
So it's kind of a low heat index. If I was making it at home, I would have made it a little spicier.
Wimp style. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.